loves its own, and me and you disappear just like the sun when the day is done. World is falling down, hold my hand. It's a lonely sound, hold my hand. We'll follow the breeze and go like the wind, and look for a place where the window's been. World is falling down.
Can all use a bit of handy-holdy right now, the way things are going. That was Abby Lincoln, Aminata Moseka, who was married to the great drummer Art Blakey. Max Roach. I'm sorry, Max Roach. Let me not mistake the facts. That's The World is Falling Down. It's a title track from her 1990 album. She died in August of 2010 at the age of 80. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And I think the Catholic Church has a thing about me. They're doing things just to provoke me, just to get me mad. I don't know why they have this vendetta against me, but they seem to, in fact, have a vendetta against me. I'm referring, of course, to the awful news that in the parish of Illinois in Chicago, you had 395 priests. Now, this is separate and apart from all the other priests that they've caught, but 395 priests in Illinois have been accused of sex crimes, especially, of course, against minors. The thing is, this is on top of all the other priests who have been caught. This is just a new crop. And here's what's really so annoying about this whole thing. The congregations from which these priests come do not know, have not been told anything. Okay, so now we have passed a point of return on this issue of the Catholic Church hiding sex crimes and doing everything possible to avoid, quote, embarrassment, unquote. It doesn't matter what the damage is to people by the priests and other Catholic officials who have been appointed by the church. Imagine this, 395 more on top of what they've already discovered, which is alarming, add 395 more. And don't tell the congregants at all. Don't even discuss this matter with the members of the local churches. All right, let's start right there. What should happen now? 888-874-4888. What does this say about the Catholic Church, its absolute refusal to deal with this question, and the absolute refusal, it seems? Because how many reports does it take before action is taken. And I'm not talking about administrative reforms. I'm talking about putting some priests in handcuffs and hauling them off. If administratively, if we're talking administratively, there are a bunch of things I think that could be done right now. What are your thoughts? How is it possible that the Catholic Church continues to be saddled with these charges and crimes and nothing happens? We saw just, what, last month, or in the middle of the month, I should say, the attempt being made, but of course it was a cover-up attempt. It wasn't about getting a deep understanding and the church dealing resolutely with this idea. And if the church chooses or chooses not to deal with it, in any event, don't you think that this is a matter that should concern the people who say they are representatives of the law? When you have an institution all over the world, the Catholic Church has been accused, or representatives of the Catholic Church, I mean by that, priests, cardinals, archbishops, and other authorities within the church. I mean, this has been going on for decades. We're hearing about charges. We're hearing about sexual abuse. We're hearing about children being the targets of sexual abuse. We're even hearing about nuns being the targets of sexual abuse. And all we've been getting are, you know, those vapid statements about we will have to do something about it. We agree. You have to do something about it, but you're not. So since there's no movement on this, where does this leave the matter of justice? Who speaks up for those people who have been victimized by officials of the church, priests and archbishops and bishops and so on? Who speaks for the people victimized by them? What is supposed to happen now? We just say 10 Hail Marys and 3 Our Fathers and you go home and you're okay, you're fixed? Should there not be some very serious criminal prosecutions going on here? Not only of the individual priests and prelates and whoever else is in this disgusting practice, but the church itself. How do you account for almost 395 is the exact count, on top of what has already been disclosed, 395, and this is just in Chicago alone. This is just in one area of the country. What do we have here? What is going on? And why is it being left alone? Why is it not the reason for vigorous investigation and prosecution? So I want to hear from you. If the church is not willing and the church is unable to contain this disgraceful fact that it harbors sexual predators who are taking advantage of children and people they see as powerless. If the church is not going to do it, who's going to do it? I can't imagine that. Almost 400 more cases in one area alone have been authenticated. And there is no information shared with the appropriate parishes and the congregants of those parishes. They are not up to date on what is going on within their own churches. And we certainly haven't had a logical response. And this is just one area alone. This is not all of the United States of America. This is just in Illinois. And this is on top of the thousands of complaints that have been filed on this specific issue of errant priests and bishops and other, I should say, officers of the church conducting a wholesale campaign of sexual predation. And the worst case scenario has, you know, some cardinal or some bishop saying, oh, I was wrong, and I will resign, and I will spend the rest of my life in quiet contemplation. Okay, well, that's nice. But it is a crime. And it is a crime that continues not to be prosecuted. So the church is saying to the victims or survivors of this kind of predation, God bless you. Our local priest will say 10 Our Fathers and 5 Hail Marys. He'll be all right. But you should not lose faith in God. You should not lose faith in the church. And then the matter is left there. It doesn't go any further. I want to know from you, what is just punishment in a situation like this? We've talked about this several times. We've talked about the church basically operating as what it is. It is an independent country. It's a sovereign state. And it can complicate matters if it decides to by invoking its rights as a sovereign state and prevent these kinds of investigations from going on. But we're talking now not just one or two or five different cases. We're talking thousands of cases. And we're also talking about the resolution, it seems, of this Pope, who is both the head of the church and the head of the Vatican State, to just ignore everything, including church law, and just keep on going, hoping that, you know, these problems will at least have a decency and just get up and go away and stop bothering the church. I don't get it. You see, this is how, when things start building like this and they prove over and over again what the position is of the church or any institution takes a position like this over and over again, they're asking for trouble. They're saying to the people all over the world, we don't give a damn. Sorry that it happened. We hope that in time the archbishop or whoever committed these crimes, was alleged to have committed these crimes, will see the error of his ways and will turn to prayer. That's not the answer. That is not the answer. And I remind you that these are just U.S.-based cases. We haven't talked about Central America and South America. We haven't talked about Africa and the Caribbean. We haven't talked about Europe. This is a conflagration within the church, and it boggles the mind that there is no rational response to it, not by the church itself as an entity, nor by Catholics who are, you know, very quick to talk about injustice and to demand justice. And we have this kind of insanity going on, and nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Okay, so it's going to continue along this path for quite some time, it seems, until it just explodes. And then the church will still absolve itself of blame, of responsibility. But I tell you, from where I'm sitting, this is a major, major story. What is to be done? What is to be said to the parents or the individuals involved themselves, maybe adults? Almost 400 people, on top of the previous ones that have been uncovered. How do you fix that problem? What is the resolution to this kind of crime? How does it work? Who's responsible? Any ideas? I'm not hearing from you. Maybe you think it's okay that it would solve itself somewhere down the road. This is major, a major problem, a major stain on the church. And the church isn't doing very much to get to the bottom of this and to publicly admit responsibility and to punish the people doing these crimes. Imagine you send little Johnny to school every day, and you're so glad because he's in a safe environment, he's attending a Catholic school, and he's doing well, and all of a sudden, something is wrong with Johnny's attitude. And you find out that Johnny has been molested by the priest who was trusted for quite some time. Johnny is not the same Johnny who went to school, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Johnny is now the victim of a sex crime, and perhaps a repeated victim of a sex crime. And the whole institution that supposedly represents the church as an institution of prayer and so forth, they stand before you and lie. That's the report. The report says that of these latest reports that have come forward, the congregants in the various parishes were not told. Ed from Queens, what is your thought about that?
Oh, how you doing, Eutrice?
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine. As far as I'm concerned with this, I gave up on religion a long time ago. I mean, the dogma, the contradictions, the utter hypocrisy, it should be completely taken out of the church's hand. These are criminal activities. And the church has become a criminal enterprise when it comes to this abuse. The suppression of it, the moving of priests around with known predators, getting moved to different congregations, the congregations not being informed, the lies, the payoffs. It needs to be completely taken out of the church's hands, and it needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That's it. They can't claim this church-state separation anymore. You're allowing active predators to menace the society, and then you're covering it up by either A, allowing them to make atonements to God or make atonements to the church, or putting them in another parish so the problem just magnifies and continues. As you said, not talking about South America, not talking about Africa. Come on. I've traveled around the world a little bit, and believe me, this is notorious for the church, especially the Catholic Church, and it needs to be taken out of their hands. They need to be criminal prosecution on all levels.
I think it should go even further than just prosecutions. I think the role of the church itself needs to be reevaluated. What is the role of a church in a community? What is the cumulative damage to that community by predator priests? Damage did they inflict on innocent children?
They destroyed the spirit of a community. I mean, they, like I said, for reasons, my own personal reasons, it turns you off to the aspect of faith. And in faith, there are some good things. There's community, there's fidelity, there's community improvement. I mean, I'm not indicting the religion, all churches as a whole. I mean, but this completely dilutes the concept. A church should be a service to the community. It should be a place where the community gathers in times of struggle, in times of joy. It should be a bulwark to hold the community together and martial rights, you know, like liberation theology. That's what the foundation of the church should be, and this goes completely against it. You have no trust in this organization anymore, and you can't. You can't. You just totally compromised their position on any type of moral or political or
ethical ground. So the question is, how do you punish? Whom do you punish, and what do you punish?
A fish stinks from the head down. Start at the top and start chopping. I mean, total disbandment.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for getting us started today. Paul from D.C., what are you thinking?
Well, actually, as a student of history, I have to ask, is this just some kind of aberration? You know, we're talking about it like it's, you know, a few bad apples or even several bad apples. But I would have to ask, is this a part, you know, not being Catholic myself, is this a part of the culture of the church? Was this some kind of acceptable practice, you know, centuries ago that is just continued only underground? That would have to be my question, because I want to see mugshots. I want to see perp walks. I want to see sentencing. I want it to be treated the same way you would treat any other case of child abuse. Do the same thing, you know, with these priests that they're doing with R. Kelly. But I still have to ask, is this an aberration or is it culture?
Well, you ask a very valid question, the answer to which I don't know. But we have indications that there are some stories that go along with the role of the church and slavery that are not very nice, that talk about the role of the church in essentially be Christian, be Catholic, or die. We've had all kinds of awful stories about the church. But it's not fair, in our, for purposes of our discussion, to link the two right now. Eventually, they will be linked. Because when you establish a pattern, you establish a pattern. This is a pattern that has been well established in the United States and around the world. The pattern of sexual abuse, especially of people of color, but not exclusively of people of color.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. You know, it's a part of the culture.
Yes, I agree with you. I understand your point. You have a very valid point. This too must be discussed. But here we have in the immediate moment authorities, civil authorities, all right, police, etc., validating that 395 priests in Illinois have basically engaged in sexual attacks against young people. They validated it. This is not just blind speculation. And this is on top of other complaints that have been filed and pending in some cases for many years, and nothing has happened. So what should happen?
Like I said, I don't know what appropriate sentencing should be in terms of measurements, but I would definitely say that long double-digit jail sentences are absolutely in order. This could not be counted anymore. You know, with those kind of numbers, this could not be counted as some kind of an anomaly. That's culture to me. That's ancient, long-standing practice that has just never been brought to light in the same way that it's being brought to light today.
I agree. Lincoln from Mount Vernon, what are your thoughts on the issue?
Hi, good day, Eutrice.
Hello.
Yeah, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Just about every government and the people, we the people, are complicit. Imagine, I'm not going to belabor this point. This historically, we've been complicit. The Pope Pius used to bless the slave ships before they would go out to capture slaves. But
we're not talking about Pope Pius today. We're talking about a situation that exists now, in the here and now. We have, in recent weeks, we've talked about the subject a couple of times, about the insularity, it seems, of the church, and the inability of what we consider to be our laws and our the ways in which we are supposed to govern ourselves absolutely not working. So what do you think this calls for now that 395, and this is just in Illinois, just in Illinois, yeah, 395 more priests.
I was trying to set a foundation for what I was going to say. When this new pope came in, it was just after the scandal of about 900 priests worldwide who had been exposed for molesting children. And that's why I said the government and we all, the people, are complicit. what they did was, when they got that other pope, was put to rest, and then this guy came in, right? And he came in to cover up, because you remember it was a big scandal, and everybody was shocked because of the number 900. And then when he came in, this one, everybody got silent, and people continued to make the sign of the cross. And when he came to the United States, not too long after that, the throngs of people lined up to touch him, etc., or to bow to him. This is after the 900 people, popes have been exposed. And throughout the world, politicians look for the moment to meet him. In this country, when he came here, hundreds of, let me not exaggerate.
But, so but you're not answering the question. You're not addressing
the question.
You're giving us a historical synopsis. But I need you to answer the question. What is
so what I'm saying to you is this.
Yes.
What I'm saying is it's a very difficult thing to get justice on because of the complicity of the people, the brainwashed people, and the governments involved. No one wants to really put down the Pope. No one wants, just like how they're scared to say anything about Israel and the Palestinians, people are scared to speak against the Pope. You remember what's her name, Shanard, when she stamped on the Pope's picture, her career was destroyed. And I'm saying to you, it's hard to find justice unless we face truth, unless we debunk this brainwashed state of being. So it's going to be a difficult thing to and there
yes,
no justice.
But that still doesn't tell us, that still doesn't answer the question. It is going to be very difficult. We know that. But still, what do you advance or what do you suggest as
okay.
form
my
of a
answer.
Solution?
My solution is this. We should probably bring this to the World Court and have the World Court address this because this is an international crime. So World Court should address this. They should be tried in the World Court. The whole of Catholicism and the Pope and the ones included, all those who are in cahoots, and they should be sentenced from the World Court because it's an international crime. It's not just in this country. It should be addressed in the World Court.
Okay. Hello? I think that's a strong point. This is of an international nature. And we're not seeing a logical response. We're not seeing a credible response anywhere. And leaving it in the hands of the Vatican itself, which is really should be viewed as an independent entity from everything else when it comes to investigating sex crimes against children and others. But the Catholic Church, the Vatican, enjoys its status as a sovereign nation and has taken advantage of that, as have other investigative authorities. Nobody has raised this, and I think this is what makes your point so strong. It has not been raised as an international crime ring, essentially, the church fostering and harboring people who are committing on an international level crimes against humanity. That's a very strong point. Thank you for it.
You're
Bill
welcome.
From New Jersey, you're on the air. Hello, Bill. Oh,
hello.
Are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
First thing I want to say is big up Lincoln. I have never heard that brother be wrong, at least not that I ever disagreed with anything he's ever said. So I want to start with that. As far as the recent revelation about the 300-plus priests, there also was a recent, in the last couple of years, revelation by the Pennsylvania State Police that over 300 priests in Pennsylvania had participated in a child porn ring over 70 years. 70 years, 300-plus priests actually abused children and videotaped it and sold the videotapes. Were you aware of that one?
No. I was aware of some other types, but this is pretty much similar to what I had heard about.
Over 70 years. And, you know, this is the Pennsylvania State Police, and what happened to them? Nothing. So Lincoln is right, International Criminal Court, certainly. But the International Criminal Court has limited powers. Just recently, the Trump administration made a statement that they will not allow the International Criminal Court investigators visas into yes. America because they said yes. that they were going to investigate war crimes in Afghanistan. So America says, okay, you're going to investigate us, which we're not a member of the International Criminal Court. What a shock. And so we will not allow you to investigate us. And their rationale was, because America is the envy of the world of righteousness, anyone that would want to investigate us obviously is mistaken. So we will not allow you to investigate us, and we will look into sanctions against you if you continue to try to investigate us. So the International Criminal Court has its limitations, at least here. If America doesn't want what they want to do. But I believe a class action lawsuit against the Catholic Church is the way to go. The Vatican has significant assets, and I believe that a class action lawsuit should be brought and bankrupt the Vatican, and that's the way you attack this. You attack this by the money. That's my solution. You know, now I just want to make one more point. One more point is, in all of this,
you are aware that the Vatican is a sovereign state. So how is this going to work? What are you suggesting now?
Country, you can sue a country. The Americans. They did all kinds of crimes in South America. Barack Obama actually apologized for some of the crimes we did in South America, but said, I apologize, we did these crimes against your people, but we will not allow you to sue. So you can't sue America unless America allows you to sue. But if you have the right lawyers, you can bring a suit against anyone. And this is something that the American people, righteous people, and people all over the world would support, because nobody in their right mind is a backer of abusing children. Nobody. I don't even know if white supremacists would be for abusing children. I mean, nobody in their right mind backs abusing children. So left, right, center, everyone would support this if you bring it. That's my belief. And the one other point I wanted to make was, in all of this, it should be it's never really talked about, but it should be said that these are gay priests that are committing these crimes, largely. Over 70% are male priests against young boys, not girls. That is part of this. And I don't...
The implication, therefore, is...
The indication is just, these are the facts. That is never spoken about. And I just want to make that... it is a fact, and that should be part of the facts, and that is never spoken about, I guess, for fear of saying that, homosexuality has something to do with it. Well, obviously it does, because if it didn't, then it wouldn't be boys that are two-thirds of the victims of this. So I'm saying it because it is so, and nobody else is saying it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your contribution today. Ron from Connecticut, you're on the air.
Greetings, you trees. Greetings.
Thank you. To you, too.
Happy to hear your voice again.
Thank you so much.
So the solution is tied directly to the issue of complicity. Your last few callers have been spot on. Are you all heading in the right direction? Yes, it's an international problem. But you and I are not complicit. We are not complicit. We worship in good faith. So with that out of the way, why don't we get our current administration to back a CIA bloodless coup d'etat on Vatican City?
You've transported yourself to a whole different orbit here.
Well, I remember I said complicity. Why is the ICC not acting in tandem with Interpol? Because they're complicit. And my joke about the CIA, why would they not do that? Execute a coup d'etat backed by, the CIA, executed by the CIA. Why? Complicity.
Yeah, but how do you organize a coup d'etat against a pope?
Oh, that was a joke. We should bring in some, we should supplant the pope with a liberation theologian. So that was the CIA was a joke, but insofar as complicity, no, they're not a joke. CIA interferes with stuff all over the world. Sovereign nations and all.
We're not talking about the CIA. We're talking about a very specific, I'm all about focusing. We have, it has just emerged yesterday, that 395 priests in Illinois have been found to have sexually abused other people, whether they're children or young adults or what. And that the vast majority of the parishes where these priests come from haven't been told anything about it. There have been no charges filed. And we're talking about it because we have seen several of these kinds of things happening before in the Catholic Church that went absolutely nowhere. Mm. And the Church did nothing but cover up and left the people who are the survivors or the relatives of survivors to just deal with this on their own. The question is, what is the appropriate response to the fact that now we have 395 more people, more priests implicated in sexual attacks on children?
Okay, mugshots, that was mentioned. And how about let's turn the asset forfeiture. Let's shine that on the Church. Let's freeze their assets until somebody gets the Quijones to prosecute, according to our public laws, not the Vatican laws. And that should be investigated by the law of the land in which these crimes are perpetrated, Europe or here. So Interpol, no Quijones. ICC, they're blind because they're complicit. They're all complicit. We are not complicit, you and I, and the faithful who worship and need a base, an honest base to worship in their faith.
In the United States, according to how you see it, how would this work out? What would actually happen with these 395 priests?
you know, the FBI would come in and do a roundup. But they're complicit, too. So what agency, is the question, should take responsibility, should step up to the plate? There are several here. 17 security agencies. You know, no, they're all complicit. That's my opinion. That's why no one's acting. Congress, complicit. The elite, complicit.
That's you don't see any way at all that regular people like you and me can initiate something that compels the Catholic Church to respond appropriately, to account appropriately, and to actually face prosecution.
You know, FBI Roundup. That's the agency that should handle it. But look at the founder. Look at the history of the founder of the agency. They're all complicit, Putrice. We're not, no one with power is going to move. So it's down to the people. Maybe it comes back to a referendum of sorts. Let's give an example to the rest of the world and have a public referendum on it.
Do you think that the severity of this crime and the occurrences of this crime, how widely crime is committed. Do you think that leaving it up to the system is just, you know, spitting in the wind? Or do you think that there has to be mobilization behind this? There has to be a outrage, a lot of outrage. And, of course, as I forget who gave us that idea about money. I think it was Ed from Queens who talked about you have to hit them where the money is. The money is in the local churches, in the parishes. The money is in the archdiocese or diocese. We kind of stymie. Don't you sense, even in my voice, I'm kind of frustrated as to what do you do? What do you do with this crime? And it's now probably, if you add it up across the country, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people who have been at one point or the other sexually abused and who continue in a new day also to be sexually abused. So we have no idea about this institution called the Catholic Church and its role in this matter of sexual abuse of young people. And we see that the young people have no protection whatsoever. Nobody is covering for them. Nobody is holding up their faith in humanity.
Well, I was being ironic about asset forfeiture. I mean, I can be stopped on any highway or road on suspicion, you know, that I'm on the same road drug traffickers travel and have my assets just stolen right on the spot. So I was saying we should shine that light on the Vatican. Let's freeze their assets.
But we can't because they're a sovereign state.
Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't the president freezing the assets of other sovereign states?
Oh, yes.
Well, so
but then that has to go through. He has to get a sign off on that, and the states that he has targeted, states that the people of Congress think, hey, that's a good idea. Now, when you're talking about the Catholic Church, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
All churches are involved, sorry to say. All major churches are involved.
True, but we're talking about the Catholic Catholic Church.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're not the only ones, and so, you know. we shouldn't single them out. There's something rotten to the core with all organized religion.
Well, you see, the thing is, you can't take on the fight against all organized religion. This is a specific case. This is a specific instance, a specific church being implicated in covering up massive attacks, sexual attacks against young people. So you have to deal with the specificity of it. You can't just get off by saying, well, all churches are doing that. Number one, we don't know that all churches are doing that. But we do have corroborated reports from the police.
That's a we're not even talking about suspicion. Proven cases. So let's just talk about
these. These are cases that have been documented and that are very, very real. But they're going nowhere.
The Vatican is the administration. The church is the people. The Catholic people need to organize a referendum against the Vatican, because the Vatican is doing a poor job of administrating the church. So we tend to conflate, you know, and confuse. The church is not the administration.
Good point.
The church is not the bureaucracy. The church is the people. So the people are not complicit. They've been worshiping in good faith, but they need to organize a referendum amongst the Catholic people of the U.S. and of the world.
Good point. Thank you, Ron, for calling in and for contributing today. Thank you all for calling in and contributing. This is, as you can tell, a very serious subject with me, because, you know, while I was raised in the Catholic Church, I abandoned that a long time ago. And I have very strong feelings when people target young people, children, young people growing into adulthood, people who trust and people who let their guards down, families who trust and let their guard down. And this is what happens. I believe there ought to be a swift and vocal response on this and to get it stopped. But first, we have to discover the extent of it, the seriousness of it, and then we have to make the church accountable, because it is, after all, at the center of all of this. They know it. No pope could ever suggest he does not know these things happen. I had a cousin who was a special emissary to the Pope. And he went to Central and South America and just signed off. Because what he saw was diametrically opposed to what he was taught. So we have an obligation, I think. It happens this time to be about the Catholic Church, but it should not just be about any one church in particular, but the crimes, as reported, are egregious. And on a human level, I think we ought to respond and call into account those people who are doing these awful things, causing great suffering and great panic, because some people are in a place where they don't know what to do. Thanks for listening and joining me today. Tomorrow, we meet up again. How about that? Bye-bye.